Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from both Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark and Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. Our first guest is Coach Clark, who coached her first regular season matchup Tuesday against the Gilbert Tigers, which saw the Cats fall 3-2. I caught up with Clark after the match to get her thoughts on the team's home opener.
We have some things we have to work on. You know, we hit some really good highs and then we hit a lot of lows, and we need to stay on that even plane of not letting ourselves ride a roller coaster. Other than that, we played really well. You know, we're going to lose with grace. We're going to win with grace. We have a lot of stuff we got to work on before this upcoming Saturday. Other than that, you know, I'm proud of the way that the girls played. We came back and competed. Did we win? No, but that's okay. We're going to have other games that we're going to compete this whole game, and then we're going to come out on top. It's kind of a coin toss.
And then, Coach, you fall in that first set, and then you battle back and get a couple of sets there. Some positives as well from the team.
Absolutely, absolutely, yep. To be able to lose right away in the way we did and to be able to come back and play strong and then kind of go down the deep end and come back up, you know, we played well. They're a great team. We have nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to hang our heads. No, they played great.
And then Taylor Wempen had herself a pretty nice night. Just comment on her play tonight in the opener.
You know, she did a really good job, especially being a senior and coming back from last year. Really positive. I'm really proud of her, especially playing all the way around. It's tough. She'll get tired. So you got to figure out a way around that. But no, she swung really well. She's a smart ball player.
Appreciate it, Coach. And best of luck coming up here on Saturday.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark. The Humboldt volleyball team is back in action this morning with a home tournament at Humboldt High School. Our next guest is Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman. The Humboldt football team opened up the 2023 season at home against the Spencer Tigers and scored with all facets of the game to win 20-3. I caught up with Elman after the win at Mason Mock Field to get his thoughts on his team's victory.
Talking to the guys tonight, I cannot tell you how excited I was. You know, I'm going to take a minute and be a little selfish and just excited that I was, because, like, I think there's probably, you know, as many guys as we lost, I think that there's probably a lot of people that didn't see this thing coming like this. And I thought that there was a little bit where they started to get momentum back. You know, I felt like we had to make sure after that field goal, you know, we had to come back and do something. And we were able to move the ball and we got a turnover. I think we just got to clean some stuff up. Obviously, we had a little trouble in our, a little breakdown in our pass protection. So that's something we got to work on a little bit, just give Cohen a little bit more time. But I think, you know, for Cohen's first game, he came out poised and confident, and I thought he played really, really well, found some receivers, had some confidence in the run game, whether it was, you know, scrambling or whether it was designed run play with him. You know, so I just felt like we did a lot of things that, you know, maybe people just didn't see coming, and that's what makes you really excited.
Well, talking about Cohen Madsen, you talk about his poise, the accuracy tonight, the balls that he threw, he found, you know, Deadman, even the one that was called back. I mean, just the plays, his ability from the quarterback position in his first start of the varsity level.
Yes.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. He was super poised, I thought. And when something broke down, he did a great job of trying to find space and getting a little wiggle and going. And, you know, another one that I think is going to be an unsung hero, but the way Peyton Peterson played, I thought he did a really great job. You know, didn't have a ton of carries, but he blocked well. So the way he stepped up for Lance, and when he did get the ball, I thought he ran really, really hard. So it makes you proud when guys are playing at a high level. And then we have guys, because of some of the cramping, which, you know, I talked to Coach Ty, a friend of mine. Neither one of us have ever seen both teams cramp like teams did tonight. It was just weird, you know, but it was one of those nights. It's super still. There's not a lot of wind. So, you know, our guys drank a lot of water. It's been hot all week. You know, we harped on them about that stuff, but it came down to the fact that it was just a weird weather night, you know, and we're going to have another one, it looks like, next Friday too. So it's just another week of preparing to play in that heat. Next week we're on turf too, so it just adds that element in there of extra heat, you know. So, but I thought guys stepped up. Guys like, you know, sophomores like Jacob Gear stepping in and being ready to play H-back when Mason Van Pelt was dealing with some cramps, you know, and Owen Hyder stepped in and played, and he was ready. So we just had guys that were ready to go tonight that maybe in the grand scheme of things they really didn't think they were going to jump on the field and play valuable minutes, but when they did, they were ready.
Grant Dielman, a guy who's been through a lot. He's our Subway Player of the Game. How impressed were you by him tonight with his playmaking ability in the defensive side of the ball?
You know, you look at a guy like Grant, and Grant's obviously dealt with some adversity. He never had the opportunity to play varsity football, and because he's dealt with concussion, dealt with an injury, just stuff like that. And the way he stepped up today, played guard, never played guard before in his life. You know, so the way he stepped up just makes you so proud, makes you so excited, though, too, because the smile on his face after the game was 10 miles wide. You know, he was frustrated. frustrated that he was cramping because he wanted to be on that field because he'd never experienced that before. That's what makes this special.
And, Coach, also, you know, you look at the running backs. You know, without Lance Kuhn tonight, looked pretty good with Peyton Peterson out there and just the running back room in general.
Bringing Mason Van Pelt off the edge, too. So I thought we ran the ball at times really well. We just got it, like I said, just shore some stuff up. You know, they had a couple of guys on the edge that were pretty darn good, a couple of linebackers that were pretty darn good. That number 9 was all over the place making plays from defensive end. Number 4 and number 1 at linebacker, those guys both did a nice job. So, you know, I think that we've got to make sure that we visualize those guys. We know where guys like that are all the time. I think that makes, you know, takes us a step farther being successful up front. So if we can get to that point, I think we're going to continue to grow, continue to mature.
And Coach, you know, there were a couple penalties here or there. Is that just stuff you're going to tune up as season goes on?
I mean, it's first game. You know, when you don't have a lot of experience, you know you're going to see penalties. And it was just simple things, you know. We had freshman nose guard who jumped off sides once. That's going to be expected. I mean, nobody's going to be upset about something like that. You know, a block in the back where on that touchdown that Cohen ran in the south end zone came back because of a block in the back, and it's just guy that had his hands in the wrong spot. So it's stuff that's going to shore up. It's week one. It's guys that have never played, you know, so it's that first experience. The experience is more important than some of those mistakes because we see kind of stuff like that on film, and guys are going to get better. They're going to see it. They're going to get better.
Is this better or what you expected week one?
It's way better, man. You know, I think that watching our guys practice for the last 2 weeks, watching what we felt, the success we felt we had, other than losing Lance last week at Fort Dodge in our scrimmage, I felt like our kids were going to play like this. You know, I felt it. I felt good all week in practice. And the way they handled the heat, second to none. I mean, they never complained. You know, they said things like, man, I thought yesterday was worse. Today's great. And it was a day that was hotter. And I just felt like our kids handled things. And you start, you know, it creeps into your head, you know, early. Like, I think we've got a chance because of this or that, because they haven't played this. They got a new quarterback, whatever. And then all of a sudden you see what your guys are doing in practice and the mindset they have in the film room, how they attack the weight room. You know, Coach Dielman said it was one of the best weeks we've ever had in the weight room. It's just stuff like that that makes you excited and makes you start thinking, man, I think we got this team. I think this is going to be our game. And then we were dialed in. Our defense was really dialed in practice, and offense was clicking. Special teams are good. And that's another unsung hero, in my opinion, is Nolan Gustafson. Never played football in his life. Comes out, hits 2 touchbacks, 2 inside the 5, and puts in 2 field goals.
I know we were talking about it on the air. I'm not sure if you might have been there at Iowa Falls Alden, the first soccer match. We brought it up, where he was on the 40-yard line of the IFA field, and he made it to the top left corner for a goal on a goal kick. And I knew right there, I thought, okay, maybe
we might get this guy.
Maybe you want to, you know, find your way to Humboldt, but last time he was on this field, clinched against Newton to go to the state tournament, and here he is now, makes, you know, a couple of field
first
goals.
First time in the other football, putting the ball through the uprights.
Yeah, and he does a great job here as well here tonight. So, Coach, just want to get final thoughts from tonight and your thoughts now going in to face an old foe in Ballard.
So, you know, I think, number one, the kids, I told them, they got to enjoy it a little bit. You know, go home, be excited, hang out with their teammates, be around each other, love each other, be together this weekend, and then make sure that they come ready for film and weights on Monday. That's important.
Well, appreciate it, Coach. Yep. And, again, congratulations on the victory. Best of luck coming up next week against Ballard.
Thanks for your support, buddy.
That was Humboldt head football coach Derek Hellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.